March 31, 1929 Absolute Rights of the Divine Will. How the human will changed the human destiny and the divine. How, if man had not sinned, Jesus was to come upon earth glorious and with the scepter of command. Man was to be the bearer of his Creator. I feel within me the continuous power of the divine fiat, which envelops me with such empire as to give no time to my dying will to do the slightest act. And it glories in not letting it die completely, because if it did so, it would lose its prestige of operating over a human will which, while it is alive, voluntarily receives the vital act of the divine fiat upon itself. And it is content with living while dying, so as to give life an absolute dominion to the supreme volition which, victorious with its divine rights, extends its boundaries and sings victory over the dying will of the creature which, though dying, smiles and feels happy and honored that a divine will has its field of action within its soul. Now, while I was feeling myself under the empire of the divine fiat, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "Little daughter of my divine will, you must know that these are absolute rights of my divine fiat, to have primacy over each act of the creature, and one who denies its primacy takes its divine rights away from it, which are due to it by justice, because it is the creator of the human will. Who can tell you, my daughter, how much evil a creature can do when she reaches the point of withdrawing from the will of her creator? See, one act of the first man withdrawing from our divine will was enough, reaching the point of changing the destiny of the human generations, not only this, but the very destiny of our divine will. If Adam had not sinned, the Eternal Word, who is the very will of the Celestial Father, was to come upon earth glorious, triumphant and dominator, accompanied visibly by his angelic army, which all were to see. And with the splendor of his glory, he was to charm everyone and draw everyone to himself with his beauty. Crowned as king and with the scepter of command, so as to be king and head of the human family, in such a way as to give creatures the great honor of being able to say, "We have a king who is man and God." More so, since your Jesus was not coming from heaven to find man infirm, because, had he not withdrawn from my divine will, no illnesses, either of soul or of body, were to exist. In fact, it was the human will that almost drowned the poor creature with pains. The divine fiat was untouchable by any pain, and so was man to be. Therefore, I was to come to find man happy, holy, and with the fullness of the goods with which I had created him. But, because he wanted to do his will, he changed our destiny, and since it was decreed that I was to descend upon earth, and when the divinity decrees, no one can move it, I only changed the manner and the appearance, but I did descend, though under most humble guises, poor, with no apparatus of glory, suffering and crying, and loaded with all the miseries and pains of man. The human will made me come to find man unhappy, blind, deaf and mute, full of all miseries. And I, in order to heal him, was to take them upon myself. And so as not to strike fear in them, I was to show myself as one of them, become their brother and give them the medicines and the remedies which were needed. So, the human will has the power to render man happy or unhappy, a saint or a sinner, healthy or sick. See then, if the soul decides always, always to do my divine will and to live in it, she will change her destiny, and my divine will fling itself upon the creature. It will make her its prey, and giving her the kiss of creation, it will change appearance and manner. Clasping her to its bosom, it will say to her, "Let us put everything aside, the first times of creation have come back for you and for me. Everything will be happiness between you and me, you will live in our house, as our daughter, in the abundance of the goods of your Creator. Listen, my little newborn of my divine will, if man had not sinned, if he had not withdrawn from my divine will, I would have come upon earth, but do you know how? Full of majesty, as when I rose again from death. Even though I had my humanity similar to that of man, united to the Eternal Word, How different was my resurrected humanity, glorified, clothed with light, not subject to either suffering or dying, I was the true divine triumpher. On the other hand, before dying, though voluntarily, my humanity was subject to all pains. Even more, I was the man of sorrows. And since man had his eyes still dazzled by the human will, and therefore he was still infirm, few were the ones who saw me resurrected, and this served to confirm my resurrection. Then I ascended into heaven, to give man the time to take the remedies and the medicines, so that he might recover and dispose himself to know my divine will, in order to live, not of his will, but of mine, and so I will be able to show myself full of majesty and of glory in the midst of the children of my kingdom. Therefore, the resurrection is the confirmation of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. After such a long sorrow, suffered by my divine will for many centuries, of not having its kingdom upon earth and its absolute dominion, it was right that my humanity place its divine rights in safety, and realize its original purpose and mine, of forming its kingdom in the midst of creatures. Moreover, in order to further confirm for you how the human will changed its destiny and that of the divine will with regard to it, you must know that in the whole history of the world two persons only have lived of divine will, without ever doing their own, and these were the Sovereign Queen and myself. And the distance, the difference, between us and the other creatures is infinite, so much so, that not even our bodies were left on earth. They had served as royal palace for the divine fiat, and the divine fiat felt inseparable from our bodies. And therefore it claimed them, and with its ruling strength, it kidnapped our bodies together with our souls into its celestial fatherland. And why all this? The whole reason is that our human wills never had one act of life, but all the dominion and field of action was of my divine will. Its power is infinite, its love is insuperable. After this, he kept silent, and I felt I was swimming in the sea of the fiat, and, oh, how many things I comprehended! And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, by not doing my divine will, the creature casts confusion in the order which my divine majesty kept in the creation. She dishonors herself, she descends down below, she places herself at a distance from her creator, she loses the origin, the means and the end of that divine life which, with so much love, was infused in her in the act of being created. We love this man so much, that we placed in him our divine will as origin of life. We wanted to feel enraptured by him. We wanted to feel in him our strength, our power, our happiness and our same continuous echo. And who could ever allow us to feel and see all this, if not our divine will be located in him? We wanted to see in man the bearer of his creator, who was to make him happy in time and eternity. Therefore, when he did not do our divine will, we felt, vividly, the great sorrow of our work disordered, our echo ended, our enrapturing strength, which was to enrapture us to give him new surprises of happiness, converted into weakness, in sum, it turned upside down. This is why we cannot tolerate such a disorder in our work. And if I have spoken so much about my divine fiat, the purpose is precisely this: we want to place man in the order, that he may return to the first steps of his creation, and our will, flowing within him as vital humor, may form again our bearer, our royal palace upon earth, his happiness and ours.